This is 88.1 KDHX St. Louis.
You're tuned to 88.1 KDHX St. Louis. This is Juxtaposition. Hey, in case you want to follow along on the web, you can do that at kdhx.org. All the shows that you listen to are archived on as well as kdhx.org. Here's music from Hyperbubble from their album Pretty Plastic. This is something very lovely, and I completely forgot that I was going to play a different song, and now they're going to be mad at me. But this is She's So Technical. You're tuned to 88.1 KDHX and Juxtaposition. We are joined in the studio by Jeff and Jess of Hyperbubble. Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy, Rob. Howdy, St. Louis.
And how are you guys doing? I know you flew this time, which I think last time you were in town, you guys drove, right? I think? Or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Not doing that again?
Get a little too old for the old drive.
So we should explain this to folks. Jess, you grew up in St. Louis.
Yes.
And you come back once in a while, but you live in San Antonio, and that's where Jeff is based out of. So you guys technically are kind of like a St. Louis, San Antonio band, but you kind of are more of a San Antonio band than a St. Louis band. But it's one of those things where, like, once you're... St. Louis is one of those cities. I don't know how it is in San Antonio, Jeff, but St. Louis is one of those cities that, like, once you're from, you're in kind of a thing, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's kind of how that whole thing works.
Yeah, the folks are still here.
Yeah, so you're in town, and we hadn't talked. I know last time we talked, you guys came in, you were still working on the Country Western Covers record. And right. Since then, you've released Pretty Plastic and then the Coloring album as well. So am I up to speed?
Close enough.
Am I close? What am I missing?
When did we release the Coloring Book?
Actually, the Coloring Book album was before...
Because you sent them to me in that
before
order.
The Country Western and the Pretty Plastic. I think we got that Coloring Book one late to you. So.
Yeah. We got an art museum, and we wanted to take advantage of that, so we made coloring books to go along with the CD, and that was originally released for just the show at the art museum, and then we made it public, so that's probably why there was a little bit of a delay in the release.
Yeah, Music to Color By... And we did some live shows. The first couple were at the museum, so it was kind of inspired by that whole experience. Yeah.
And so, what is the hardest part of, you know, when you say, "Oh, I'm in a synth pop band," that kind of in this world sort of has a weird stigma to it now, right?
Well,
I think we're more of a synth punk band.
Yeah. First off.
And it's funny because... Because I
don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to define what it is, but there's that sort of the label you kind of get dumped with a lot, unfairly a lot. And it's kind of a weird place to be because it's...
It's a quick and easy reference, but it doesn't necessarily guide people in the right direction as far as describing what we do. They tend to think we sound like maybe Depeche Mode or something, and we're more like, if you want to compare it to something from their era, like Fad Gadget or The Normal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, even B-52s is an influence. But there's like some bubblegum pop thrown in there,
There's
too,
a lot of bubblegum
and
pop.
And XTC.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot
particularly Drums and Wires and the Black Sea album.
There is a lot of... B-52s, and you also are on, there's a covers thing coming out that you're on, right?
Yeah, there's a Kraftwerk dedication album that an electronic magazine out of England put out, and it's dedicated to the 40th anniversary of Kraftwerk's Man Machine album, and it's got Devo on it, and it's got Chris Carter from Throbbing Gristle, and it's got John Fox, the original singer for Ultravox. Yes, yes. So we are thrilled to be on that album because it's filled with our heroes and our influences.
I couldn't even imagine waking up and walking across the room and seeing my name on something with all of those people on it.
It made our year. It totally made our year.
It came as a real surprise, yeah. So we were very excited.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So what? So we've talked a little bit about all that stuff, and I know you guys put out the live record and stuff. What are you working on now? What do you want to talk about now? Besides, we just talked about the compilation, but yeah.
For the past couple of years, we've been... followed around by a documentary filmmaker out of Chicago, and he's making a documentary film called Cowgirls and Synthesizers, and it follows us, it starts with our history, then it follows us to Nashville recording the album, and one of my favorite parts of it is I get to meet my childhood heroes, a band out of Zion, Illinois called Shoes.
Yay.
When I was 15 years old, I found their album in a garbage dumpster behind Warner Brothers Records, and it became my favorite. In fact, you know what? I think I gave you a copy of that album.
Yes, you did.
They are known as the godfathers of DIY, so they've been my guiding light. So to meet them and find out that your heroes are really cool people was a double treat.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. And then when is that going to get finished?
Good question. We'd like to say, like, the end of the year, but we're not in a huge hurry.
We're hoping to get it out by next year. We're heavy into editing, so I want to make it as good as possible before we release it.
So then how much of it are you doing hands-on with it? Are you guys like, okay, you can follow us around and do the film.
Right.
And that's it. We're walking away from it. Or are you like there watching all the edits and the cuts and everything?
We've been put in charge of producing the music section. So we're doing, like, I guess what you would consider the music video parts of it. And then the director is doing the documentary part of it. And then we'll meet up at certain points and kind of compare notes and see how these things all fit together.
And Jeff did an animated sequence, at least one, that's going to be in the documentary. It's pretty impressive because he's a self-taught animator. So. Yeah. But he's a graphic design person, so it kind of came naturally. But I'm excited to see that once it's all done.
And the film kind of talks about the conflict between, well, we're talking about genres, you know, people being really hardcore about compartmentalizing musicians and bands. So at the end of the movie, the finale, we actually play with a 10-piece acoustic bluegrass band with Jessica on theremin and me on banjo. And the rest of the band are made out of San Antonio musicians from various bands, all playing acoustic instruments.
Mm-hmm. And that's got to be cool, though. I mean, it's kind of, you know, are you going to ask any of the people on the Kraftwerk tribute album to be in the movie?
We're definitely going to ask the publisher of the magazine to talk about why the heck would you choose a band out of San Antonio, Texas, to be on an album with all these, I guess I would call big bands.
Right. And there's going to be some really funny bits too. So it's kind of, to me, it's a big dream fulfilled because I always kind of fancy myself as like doing comedy as a kid and, you know, do little shticks for the family. And we get to do these little kind of little fun bits throughout the film. So that's great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of a combination between maybe behind the music and pop-up video.
Yeah. Yeah. And people don't really think of San Antonio as a hotbed for like electronic music, but it actually kind of is.
I guess it's become that.
It's kind of getting there,
Yeah, definitely losing some. I mean, it's always going to be like this, have this heavy metal you know, it was strong influence there. But
it was one of the places that the Sex Pistols famously played when they did their first, when they did their tour. And we actually live about two blocks down the street from Randy's Rodeo where they played. So that influence hit the town. And when I moved to San Antonio, there were all these bands, and they happened because during the Sex Pistols show at the very end, they said, okay, everybody here, go start your own band now. And
yeah,
they did.
Johnny Rotten said that.
So there's a big music scene in San Antonio, and it's also merged with a very healthy art scene.
We have a great art scene in San Antonio, and since we're also like artists, it all crosses over. So there's a very supportive art and music scene there.
And where does this sort of hybrid between what you do artistically, visually, and the music, where does it start and where does it sort of stop? Because it's almost like this hive mind kind of is kind of what the band kind of comes across. There's like this fusion of like very, very, very visual, bright, colored art, this sort of like pop art sort of mass consumer sort of art aspect of the band, and then there's this music up as well, and it's very prominent in sort of what you do and sort of all the presentation for it. But where do you like think of that, and then how far are you willing to take that as part of not a shtick in quotes?
I always thought what we were doing was almost subversively pointing out that we are marketing.
Yeah,
by using these brash colors and photos and all this visual stuff. So in a lot of ways, it's sort of a postmodern commentary on the packaging of marketing of music.
Yeah. It's interesting how it sort of all comes together now,
well,
too.
Yeah, pop art's an influence there, too. And what I've found is collaborating with Jeff for so many years and Hyperbubble, it's influenced my own work as a visual artist. And just performing live with a theremin, that's art in and of itself.
Yeah.
And I guess the whole idea of the way we were raised, we're both college art degree students, and we teach art. So there's always, art is always telling us to go to the next step. What are you going to do next? You did that. Now what?
Yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Man, it's great seeing you again.
Yeah. Now, if people want to find all things Hyperbubble, where can they find you?
Hyperbubble.net is our headquarters, but of course there's a Facebook page and there's a Twitter page. Just Google Hyperbubble and it'll appear on the first page of the search and you're good to go.
And you're on Facebook and the Twitter and everything else as well.
We're on the internet.
We've got a Wikipedia page as well.
I was going to get into that. It's so weird knowing somebody with a Wikipedia page.
A wiki page? Is that what they call it?
That was a nice surprise too. It's like, oh, wow.
Did you go through and correct it?
No.
Occasionally, we've seen other people sabotage it, though.
Yes, occasionally people vandalize it, and we freak out, and then within a week or so, somebody appears to have corrected it. So I guess they keep a master copy when people go in and try to vandalize it through the editing feature.
But why would anyone want to? I don't get it. Okay, whatever.
it was fun.
They just don't like
mean.
Synthesizers, I guess.
It was nothing mean. It was just kind of like gibberish. So.
Yeah. So we're going to play something from Music to Color By.
Cool.
Which is, again, you want to talk about this a little bit, and then we'll play, because we're going to play a track called Sunburst Yellow, which I think is sort of, on a nice hot day, it's kind of a balm for a nice hot day.
When I hear this song, I think of when we debuted it at the San Antonio Museum of Art, and we played a children's art, what would you call it, an art party, and we made coloring books, and we handed them out to all the kids.
They were coloring as we performed
and
live.
And they were dancing, and then they were drawing pictures for us and bringing them to us and handing them to us. We have them in our
kitchen. There was one kid in particular who was really dancing.
Yeah.
It was so awesome.
That's the coolest thing in the world to see little kids dance to synth
pop. He knew how to dance.
Well, kids, you know, kids are much more in tune to music at a younger age, I think, than people think they
are. They're not cool either. They just go for it.
Yeah, they just totally go for it.
I think in a way kids were, because we knew about this show, we developed this around that museum show, and kids were definitely the influence for the music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
and
I think...
And synesthesia, color, you know, colors, music are one, so...
Yeah. So, we're going to... Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank
and, you. And you know, I know it's crazy when you're in town, so it's cool that you're doing it.
Always a pleasure.
But this is something from Music to Color By from Hyperbubble on 88.1 KDHX. This is 88.1 KDHX. Here's something brand new from Tracy, Ann, and Danny. This is called Home and Dry.